Hey, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 8 of Phoneboy Speaks. And before I get started today, I'd like to give a shout-out to Thomas Little for designing the album art for the podcast that you're hopefully now looking at in your favorite podcast player. I was experimenting before with old pictures of myself, which, you know, it's because I'm not an artist, and I figured I needed something to put there, so... that's what I did, but he came up with something better, and so I'm now using it, and I'd like to give him a shout-out for his hard work, and
I can't thank you enough, Thomas. Thank you.
My topic for today is the sorry state of parental controls in consumer electronic devices. I work on the enterprise side, and I know that the tools can be a whole lot better. On the other hand, the enterprises have a different problem, and they have way more users. They have they have better tools, and they have better trained people to be able to properly address this problem and so forth. On the consumer side, most of the time the people that are dealing with this are perhaps not as sophisticated, and so they ask for less or they don't ask for anything in some cases. Probably based on most of my experience with the parents in my neighborhood, I'm probably the worst as far as asking for parental controls and I ask for more rather than less. And that's, you know, again, it's because I know it can be better, and I don't see why in the consumer space it has to be quite so bad. But and I'll give you an example. So my kids share a couple of different devices. One of them is an iOS device, and one of them is an Android device. And they have different maturity levels, and therefore there's different levels of applications I'm willing to let them use. On the iOS device, I don't have a way to restrict them from using specific applications I download from the App Store. And, you know, the problem I have on Android is that there's almost no parental controls other than what is available with third-party apps. And I don't really have a way of saying that this kid has access to these programs, the other kid has access to a subset of those programs. And so it's, you know, and that's actually just one part of the problem, right? Is that I have multiple devices at home. I have a computer, I have a Wii, I have, you know, whatever sort of devices I get. And every manufacturer has a different idea of what parental control should be. And not only that, is that I have to go to each individual device and configure it. And they offer different levels of control. And in some cases, they've gotten better or worse, but there's something to be lacking in all of them, and I don't think anybody's really thought about this problem in great detail, at least at these consumer device manufacturers, and said, okay, how can we give consumers that actually want to, you know, give their kids these devices but don't necessarily want to give them access to everything on the device, how do we make the device, you know, still easy to, you know, to manage that an average person could actually figure it out, but not make it so complex that nobody would want to do it. And I think that's a solvable problem. I think for me, it's really, you know, it's really giving a little bit more flexibility. It's not just an on or off setting. It's okay, you know, and every kid's going to be different. Like, some kids can handle some types of games and not, and also have to realize that different devices might be used by different people with different maturity levels, and you have to be able to, you know, to switch between them fairly easily. And really, you really have to bake this into the operating system, because that's the only way that this can happen without people trying to get around it. And you know, and I know that people always try and get around these controls, and you know, and that's even worse when you've got multiple ways that you could potentially access content. How do you enforce that policy consistently across devices? And yeah, I mean, that's a topic for a whole different thing. And even in enterprises, that's a problem. So I don't think enforcing it across different devices is going to be, you know, that problem is going to be solved by anyone anytime soon. On the other hand, you know, the device manufacturers could do more. But at the end of the day, the only real solution we have right now as parents is to know exactly what your kids are doing, which means keep the devices you care about in public rooms only, where you can monitor exactly what they're doing. And set very clear policies and, you know, punishments for not doing what you're supposed to do and that kind of thing. So I think that, you know, that's the only real solution right now. And I don't think there's ever going to be a technological solution, to be honest. But That said, the device manufacturers can do a whole lot better than they've been doing. Anyway, that's my two cents. And if you agree, disagree, or want to send me some feedback, I'm Phoneboy on Twitter and app.net. I'm on Google Plus and Facebook. I'm pretty easy to find. In any case, this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.